So let's review. We continue with several Mishnahs discussing additional movement for which Sheikhtin es Abachar. Zok the Mishnah, Ein loy beyim, oy ein loy ela beya achas. As the Gemara explains, there are three machlekes. All agree in the case of shtei beyim bekis echad harizimum. If a Bachar has two testicles and only one pouch, it's considered a mum because it's missing the second pouch. The machlekes in the case of shtei kisin ubeya achas, the Bachar had two pouches but only one testicle. Tanakama holds harizimum. It's considered a mum because it's missing a second beya. Bishmal holds ein zem mum, it's not considered a mum, because im yesh leishnei kisin, yesh leibayz beyim. If the Bukhar has two kisin, we can assume that it has two beyim, but the second bey is further up in the body and not visible in the kiss. Rabbi Akiva says we cannot assume either way. Rather, we must perform a test. Meshiva al kuzay umamaych, the animal is set on its buttocks and squeezed, and if a second bey emerges, it's not a balmum. If a second bey does not emerge, it is a balmum. And the Mishnah relates, Maisa shemich b'layatza, nishchata b'nimtzis devuka b'kaslayim. There was an incident in which after the Bukhar was squeezed, the second bey did not emerge and was ruled a balmum. However, after the shechita, the second bey was found attached to the loins. The hitter Rabbi Akiva v'asur Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva ruled the meat permitted because since the bey was in the wrong place, it's considered a mum. While Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ruled the meat forbidden because since they were two beyim, it's not considered a mum. Zok the Mishnah, Baal chamesh raglayim oy she'in lo ela shalosh. If a bechor has an additional leg or a missing leg, or if a sheraglav kalutas kishal chamar, the hooves are rounded like a donkey, even though they're split. V'ashochel v'akosel, izeru shochel, shenish b'to yirechay. If the thigh is dislocated from its socket, or b'chosel, sh'achas mirechayim gevoyes. One thigh is higher than the other. All these are considered mumen, and the bechor may be shechted and eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. Fun explains that chasa v'yester is a mumen in any one of the legs. However, there's the following distinction regarding eating it. Lo'yishonu ala sh'chasa v'yester b'yad kosher, av'chasa v'yester b'regel treif ana mehavya. The animal may be eaten only if the additional missing leg is in the forelegs, but may not be eaten if the additional missing leg is in the hind legs because it is a trefa, because the chol yaster k'natal dami, and the extra leg is considered like a missing leg. Zok the Mishnah, nishper etzem yad ve'etzem ragli afa pesha'en nicker. If the bone of the foreleg or hind leg is broken, even though it's not noticeable, it's considered a mum. As the Gemara explains, in a nicker machmas atzmoy, av a nicker machmas malacha. The mum is not noticeable when the animal stands, it's only noticeable when the animal walks. Mishnah concludes, Mumen elu mona ayala b'yavna v'hoide lechacham. Ayala listed all the previously mentioned mumen in this parak, to all of which the Chacham agreed. However, v'oid gimel haisiv amrolai l'shamanu elu es elu. Ayala added the following three mumen to which the Chachamim did not agree. Shegalgal einig ogul kushal adam. If the calf's eye is rounded like a human eye, and although we find elsewhere that a calf's eye is naturally similar to a human eye, the Gemara explains, haba uchma haba chivra. The inner black pupil of an animal's eye is naturally round like a human eye. While the Mishnah refers to the outer white part and socket in which an animal's eye differs from a human eye. Upiv demike shel chazir. If the Bechor's mouth is like that of a swine. As the Gemara explains, keeping the paras avagav de leishapit. If the upper lip overlaps the lower lip like that of a swine, it's a mum even if it's not rounded like that of a swine. Veshenitil rev hamadabi b'lashayne. The majority of only the speaking part of the tongue is removed. As the Gemara says, the Mishnah is Rabbi Huda's opinion. However, the Chum disagree and hold veshenitil rev haloshen. Most of the whole tongue must be removed. Bezn shalach harei mam ruharei zemum, but a later Bezn ruled like Ayala that these three defects are also considered mumen. Zok the Mishnah, v'maisa shalachi atachten oidif alal elyon, v'shal ramimli l'chacham, v'amru harei zemum. There was an incident of a bechor whose lower jaw overlapped the upper jaw, and the Chacham ruled that it's a mum. As the Gemara explains that in the previous Mishnah, the Chacham only disagreed in the case of piv dem al-chazir, s'fas elyon oidifas al-tachtoina, ain't a mum. If the upper jaw overlaps the lower jaw like a swine, it's not a mum. But the Chum do agree that in the opposite case, Shatachtaina Devas Al Yaina, Hareza Mum, if the lower jaw overlaps the upper jaw, it's a Mum. The Gemara makes two distinctions between Mume Behema and Mume Kain. In Mume Kain, it's a Mum even if less but etzem, only the lip, but not the jawbone overlaps. And it's a Mum both if Tachtaina Devas Al Yaina, Al Yaina Devas Al Tachtaina, if either the top or bottom lip overlaps the other. Because Sheshava Bezar Shalaran, the Kain must look like other Kahana. While in Mume Behema, it's a Mum only if Isba etzem, only if the jawbone overlaps, and according to the Chacham, it's a mum only if tachtoina defas al yaina, if the lower jaw overlaps the upper jaw. But it's not a mum if al yaina defas al tachtoina, only if the overlap has a bone, it's considered a mum. And according to Ayala, both tachtoina defas al yaina defas al tachtoina are a mum. Zok the Mishnah, Eizen hagedi haise kafula, ama Chacham bismanchu etzem echad mum. Vemeina etzem echad ein a mum. If a goat's ear is doubled, one ear inside the other, it depends. If there's one piece of cartilage for both ears, it's considered a mum. But if there are two pieces of cartilage for the two ears, it's not considered a mum. Reb Hanan ben Gamliel says, Zanav hagdish u'demelishol chazir. If a goat's tail resembles a swine's tail, in that the kricha avagav da'alima, the tail is rounded even though it is thick, or b'she'im b'sholosh chulyis, harezimum, the tail does not have three vertebrae, it's considered a mum. As the Brice elaborates, b'gidi achas harezimum, shtayim ein mum. If a goat's tail has only one vertebrae, it's a mum. But if it has two vertebrae, it's not a mum. While b'tleh, shtayim harezimum, sholosh ein mum. The Mishnah refers to a sheep's tail that if it has only two vertebrae, it's a mum, but if it has three vertebrae, it's not a mum. Zok the Mishnah. Pchanina ben atignis oimer eshe yabeles be'enov. The animal has a wart in its eye. Or v'shenifkim etzem yodav v'ragle. The bone was notched in its foreleg or hind leg. Or v'shenifrik asma shel pip. The bone in the mouth is split. It's a mum. Ena achas gedoyle v'achas ketana osna echad gedoyle v'echad ketana b'mara avoloi b'mida. If one eye or ear is larger or smaller than normal, it's a mum, provided that the difference is noticeable to the eye, not only by measurement. Behuda says, "Shtei beyav achas gedele kishtayim shebechaverta v'lohoyu lechacham." If one of the testicles is twice the size of the other, it's a mum, to which Chacham did not agree. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the distinctive halachas of yabelas, a wart. Begufay, the is be'etzem have a mumma, the less be'etzem loy have a mama. If the yabelas is on the body, then only if it has a bone, it's considered a complete mum for which there is a heter shechita b'medina. But if the abelis has no bone, it's not considered a mum at all, and the carbon is kosher. Be'enay deles be'etzem. If the abelis is in the eye, then even if it has no bone, it's considered a mum. However, it depends. Be'shachar have a mumma. If the abelis is in the pupil, it's a complete mum with a heter shechita b'medina. Be'lovin de'is basar pasal deles basar kosher. If the abelis is in the white part, it depends. If it has hair, it's a partial mum, and the carbon is disqualified, but there's no heter shechita. And if the abelis did not produce hair, it's not at all a mum, and the carbon is kosher. Zok the Mishnah. Zanav ha'egel she'enem agas la'arkav, amr chacham kol marbis agolim kain, kol zman shi megalim ha'enem tachis. If a calf's tail does not reach the thigh bone, it's considered a mum, because as a chacham say, as a calf continues to grow, the tail stretches further than the thigh bone. Izeu arkav she'amru, Reb Chanina ben Atignis Eimer, ba'arkav she'be'emtza hayerach. The tail must only reach the upper joint, but does not need to reach the lower joint.